الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, something very important I want to discuss today, and something so important that we need these reminders and these advices for myself and like that for all of us on a continuous basis. And I'm sure, I'm almost certain that we have heard these type of advices in the past. But as I said, these are all reminders to myself and like that all of us. The surah I recited is a short surah, and in this musalla, quite some time back, I have discussed the surah in detail. But just the lesson of the surah I want to discuss and go on to one very, very important hadith. The Mubarak words and blessed words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you must understand, that whether it's Quran Sharif, whether it's the words of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are all divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. When we have this conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created us, He is the one who sustains us, He is the one that protects us and looks after us, He is the one who does everything for us, He is eternally pre-existent. Eternally pre-existent. Allah Ta'ala is from ever, before the creation of anything and everything, and will remain after the destruction of everything, after Qiyamah, etc. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is everything for us. So when He sent this revelation, one is in the form of Quran Sharif, and one is in the words, Mubarak and blessed words, of our Huzur Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should wholeheartedly accept it with no reservations, no doubts, no question marks, etc. As I said many times in the past, and I'm saying it again, even if for some reason, due to some weakness in our own iman, etc., that we do not practice upon certain injunctions, but wholeheartedly believe in it, accept it, have this yaqeen, and have this firm conviction that these are the true words and these are the solutions to our problems today. So this surah, Allah Ta'ala takes an oath by time. Wal asr, innal insan lafi khusr. That by the oath of time, T-I-M-E, four letter word, life, L-I-F-E, four letter word, innal insan lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with great emphasis, most certainly man, human, we are definitely at loss. We are at loss in terms of appreciating and valuing our life and time in this world. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. I just go through it very quickly. I have went through this in detail some while back in this musalla. Allah Ta'ala excludes. Allah Ta'ala excludes people that have these four qualities in their life. If you have these four qualities, you are not at loss. Today, who wants to be a loser? The smallest of children today, it can be a child of the youngest age. It can be the poorest or the richest person. It can be the most humble person. But does he want to be called a loser? You are at loss. You are a loser. Nobody today. Even when it comes to animals having rivalry or fighting or something between themselves, and you see something happening between even animals today, one doesn't want to be a loser to the other. But Allah Ta'ala says that if we do not appreciate this life and time, we are all losers. But if you have these four qualities, you will not be at loss, you will not be a loser. One is إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says those who have true, correct, complete iman. We know the details of iman, we've learnt it and heard many times about what is iman, what is belief, what is faith, what does it mean, what does it entail? That's one quality. Second, عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. They commit and they do perpetrate in their lives good deeds, abstain from wrong. Second, third, tawasaw bil haq wa tawasaw bis sabr. Third is tawasaw bil haq, fourth is tawasaw bis sabr. Tawasaw bil haq, where they encourage one another, they instruct one another to do good, wa tawasaw bis sabr, and they instruct and encourage one another to abstain from wrong. So first quality, having true iman, complete belief, iman, conviction, belief in what, whatever you're supposed to have as a Muslim and mu'min. Second, aminu salihat, do good deeds, abstain from wrong. Third, to encourage in any form, in every form, to instruct, to encourage good, and tawasaw bis sabr. To nahi an munkar, there are many explanations, but to abstain, encourage one another, to stay away from wrong. If you have these four qualities, you'll not be at loss. Especially in these days, when it comes to those days that we term as the holidays. And many will term it as the silly season. Why it's called silly? Because the season itself becomes silly. Where we find those people will follow the requisites and the demands of the season and make themselves silly also. We know what silly means. A person becomes a fool. He becomes a person who is a fool, doesn't use his intellect although he has it. That's what happens in these times. Whether it's the December time, whether it's any other holiday time, let us not become of those losers where we're wasting our life and wasting our time. To the extent, how many will even tell us, Mufti Sahib, Maulana Sahib, Imam Sahib, I'm bored. Insipidness and boredom becomes like the order of the day with many people. And that is what leads them to those things that are incorrect and not permissible and not correct to do in our lives. Even to be a human, leave alone being a Muslim, how many times you find people will perpetrate and carry out such acts that are not even correct for a human to do. And many times, not even for an animal to do. Because that is what, they got free time, they bored, they don't know what to do. And it leads them to so many other evils and vices in life. So the gist of message of the surah, short surah, great messages. Appreciate your life, appreciate your time, especially at the time when you so-called are free. So-called when you are free. Remember, a Muslim can never take himself to be free. This four-letter word, F-R-E-E. A Muslim, there is no such thing in a Muslim's life. I am free, in a sense, to do whatever I want, as I wish. We have to understand the limitations, the parameters of this word free, free time, holiday time, leisure time. We have to understand the parameters of it. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ وَكَمَا قَالَ. Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this world has been created for you just to live, pass your time, life as a test in this world. But وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. But you, O Muslim, O Muslim, O Mu'min, O person who says, I follow the religion of Islam, you have been created for the life after death. You have been created for the life after death. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two benefactions. There are two gifts. There are two ni'mats and favors that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed everyone. Everyone has these two favors, these two benefactions, these two gifts and ni'mats from Allah Ta'ala's side. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that people do not appreciate, and as a result they are at loss when it comes to these two great ni'mats, gifts and benefactions. How a father will tell his child that this is the opportunity I afforded and I conferred upon you. I afforded you, I conferred upon you, I gave you this opportunity. Either you make it or don't make it. Some person will set you up in your business or in your life and he will tell you that I gave you now the opportunity to make it or break it. It's upon you. The person then needs to prove himself to be such that he appreciates it and makes the best of what has been given to the person. Whether in terms of capital, wealth, when it comes to time, when it comes to opportunity of studying, like that, there can be many, many opportunities of that kind. Many, many other gifts of that kind. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there are two that we need to take cognizance of, to be wary about, and make the best of, without being losers in terms of these two great gifts. One is as-sihha, and second al-farah. Two Arabic words. As-sihha, good health. Those who have lost their health, they don't have good health, they are the ones who truly appreciate this aspect of good health. When you don't have it, then you appreciate it. Al-qadru ba'da al-zawal. There's a saying in Arabic that when you lose something, then you appreciate it. You lost your father, passed away, or he's sickly, he's a cabbage in front of you, then you appreciate. Same with the mother, same with your own spouse, wife, husband, children. You have wealth, you lost the wealth. You have health, you lost the health. Anything you lose, only after you lose it, then you appreciate it. But before it's too late, these Mubarak and blessed words, as I said earlier, that a revelation, divine revelation from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the words of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appreciate this great gift of good health. Great ni'mat of Allah. Very, very great ni'mat of Allah. Look after it. Just yesterday in madrasa, students were ending the last day in the hifz class. So I was just on a lighter note discussing with them. I was telling them that on the place where we were eating, dastarkhan, on that cloth we were eating on the ground, somebody brought fizzy drinks, how we call cool drinks. So on a lighter note, I was telling them, I said, oh my students, you're enjoying this sweet poison. You're enjoying this sweet poison. It's sweet on your tongue. When it goes in, it's something else. But when it goes in, it's going to damage you and harm you inside. It may give you some nice feeling. Some feeling that put you on a high, whether it's some drugs, whether it's some intoxicant, whether it's just a normal cool drink, fizzy drink, that has so many side effects and harms. But be careful of these things before you lose your health. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that appreciate this great gift of good health. And second, al-farah, free time, leisure time, as many have in these days. These type of days are in the entire year. These type of days we find many times, we find people have holidays, leisure time, free time. Appreciate it before it's gone. Before it's lost, then you turn to turn back, impossible. That is why in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings our attention to five. In this hadith has two. Another hadith, another Mubarak words he has, great advices. Short, jawami'ul kalim. He was very comprehensive in his words. One sentence, one word said, volumes of meaning. So he said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسة. Appreciate the word اغتنم, it comes from the word غنيمت. In Arabic, غنيمت means booty. Normally when a person goes to war, booty, spoils of war, how a person looks up to that, wants to grab that, makes the best of that. غنيمت, that take this as your booty and spoils of war of your life. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسة. That make best, appreciate, look forward to. Fulfill the rights of five before five. Five before five. So he's mentioned it in different sequences. شبابك قبل حرمك. Number one, that appreciate your adolescence, your youth age, your time when you're young, before your old age. Ask those people that have aged. When we were young, what we could do. And now what we cannot do. It's too late. Can we turn back? Impossible. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Time has come for a person to leave this world. There's no delay. Never there will be a delay. Time is up. You've passed that certain age. Now you're in a certain level. To go back, impossible. So شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرَمَ. Your adolescence, your youth age, before you get old. Before that time, appreciate it. Message to those youth out there. And even those who've aged and are still young at heart. Many people say, I'm still young. Whether you're young at heart, whether you're young, whether you're really specifically young in terms of age, appreciate it. Before it's too late, and then you cannot turn back. Famous incident, there's no time to go into the details. You may have heard many places in these days about the people, Ashabul Kahf. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. That how those people, youngsters, there were seven of them, sab'atun wa thaminuhum kalbun. Seven youngsters. Despite what was happening at that time, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people of the cave in the Quran Sharif. In the 15 juz, 15 para of the Quran Sharif. Approximately, this surah is approximately half a juz, half a para. Lengthy details of the incident. But despite whatever was happening around him, the environment, they saved themselves. And they protected their identity, their iman, their belief, the Islam. And Allah Ta'ala protected them from his side. For more than 300 years, they slept in the cave. They slept for more than 300 years in the cave. Allah Ta'ala kept them alive and protected them in different ways. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Quran Sharif, how He protected them. How they shifted from side to side. How protection was given to them in different ways. But when they came out, they were alive and they came out, they still protected themselves. They kept the identity of Iman, of Islam. But they were young at that time. Today what we say, we're still young. When we become the age of 30, 40, 50, then we'll change our life. Brothers, does anybody have a guarantee that reach that age? Do we have a guarantee we'll even finish our Jumu'ah today? We'll even reach our cars and reach home? Nobody's got any guarantee. So before it's too late, appreciate that time when you are young, before that old age. Second ni'mat and second benefaction to appreciate. فَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. That's what I was speaking about earlier and again now. That appreciate your free time, your leisure time. In our words, our holiday time. I always tell the students in madrasa that make that holiday holidays. But don't become so holy that you get holes in you. So, appreciate that free time, that leisure time. قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. Before that time that you become engulfed and surrounded by your other mundane activities and your other responsibilities. You have the time, make the best in the correct ways. In the correct ways, within the parameters of Islam and Sharia and Quran and Hadith as a Muslim. Appreciate it before it's gone. Before you become hectic, busy, pressure, stress comes on again, you have that free time, make the best. I was just telling some youth, the other days we had a program, that make a checklist, have a checklist. I've got free time now. What I haven't done for the year, which I'm supposed to do as a true Muslim, as a youngster, or those who are even old also. I never read my Quran Sharif the entire year. Let me make the best now. I haven't stayed in a masjid and made i'tikaf for at least a few hours during the day. Spend some time in the right path, the path of Allah, in the company of the right people, going for certain programs and benefiting, taking part in different dini activities, Islamically acceptable activities. Let me involve myself, I've got the free time now. Before that, those responsibilities and those hectic times and pressures come, I've got the time, make the best. So that's the second. One is youth age before old age. Second, our free time before we become busy again, before our responsibilities come back. Third, صِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. I've said this before in the other hadith, that your health before you become ill. When you become ill, nobody knows. Today, within a few minutes and seconds, a person's got a pain in his chest, then he's got a heart attack, then he's got so many other procedures being carried out on him. Before that time comes, appreciate your good health. That's the third. Fourth, hayata qabla mawtik. Appreciate your life before you die. As I said earlier, when the time is up for a person to leave, there's no delay. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, never will Allah delay the life of a person. He will not extend it. Time is up, he has to leave. But before that time comes, which nobody has any guarantee of, appreciate this life in the correct ways. And the fifth, غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. That the time when you have wealth, the time when you are affluent, before it's taken away, we don't know when it can be taken away. Whether it can be taken away in the correct ways or the incorrect ways. Today, within a few minutes, the person is wiped out, ransacked of what he accumulated for years. And there, the few minutes, few seconds, few hours, and the person lost everything. Whether it be via the banks, what people are doing today with the fraud, we know what happened in what we heard about in the media recently. Whether it be via the robberies and hijackings and what's happening today. Whether it be closing down of so many investments and what bankruptcy claims are being made, etc. But before it's lost, appreciate it. Make good of it in the correct ways. So respected brothers, from the beginning till now, the same thing, topic I'm speaking about. That what Allah Ta'ala has given us, be thankful of it, make shukr of it. Be appreciative of it. In the correct ways, use it the correct way. Our life, our health, our free time, our adolescence, our youth age before we get old. What abilities, what strengths we have, make the best of it in the correct ways. In this regard, alhamdulillah, in this weekend from tomorrow, Saturday Zohr till Monday Zohr, there will be a very, very Mubarak, blessed, very beneficial program in Masjid Hilal. It's called the Islahi Jalsa, Islahi Istima at Masjid Hilal. All brothers are requested to participate. Inshallah, there will be different programs for the elder people, for the youth, for the ulama, etc. Let us make the best. People are coming from around entire South Africa and other parts of the world also. We should have seen posters by now. Announcements were made many places. From Saturday Zohr till Monday Zohr. We have the free time. We call it our long weekend, public holidays. The maximum we can. We can spend the entire 48 hours. If not, at least the maximum we can, a few hours, one night, whatever amount of time. For our own benefit. As we say, to recharge. We have rechargeable batteries. We say we want to recharge. Many people say this time of the year, we spend the entire year. Now we deserve a break. Many people say that. But we need to put breaks at times. The other word, one is B-R-E-A-K, one is B-R-A-K-E. Apply brakes, sometimes ABS brakes, exhaust brakes to many other things that we are doing, the incorrect things. Before we break, we already break our bodies and break ourselves and break our iman. So here we have a spiritual break. Let us make best of it, try and spend the maximum time we can, just up the road to Masjid al-Hilal, and make the best, inshallah. Everybody say inshallah. وَأَخْرَ دَعْوَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ